Continuation of the Life of St. Teresa, Episode 40. An unexpected visit from the Father General of the Order and his approval of what he saw at St. Joseph's made it possible for Teresa to envisage spreading the work of her reform, and she began to glimpse the great things promised her by the Lord. Another half year, I think, passed, and afterward there took place what I shall now describe. Our generals always reside in Rome, and none ever came to Spain. But since nothing is impossible when our Lord wants it, His Majesty ordained that what had never happened before should come about now. When I came to know of it, I felt grieved. I feared two things. One, that our Father General would be displeased with me. The other, that he would order me to return to the Monastery of the Incarnation, which for me would have been an affliction for many reasons. There would be no point in going into them. Our Lord did better than I imagined, for the General is such a servant of the Lord and so discreet and learned that he regarded the work as good. Moreover, he showed no displeasure towards me. He consoled me much and assured me that he would not order me to leave St. Joseph's. He rejoiced to see our manner of life, a portrait, although an imperfect one, of the beginnings of our order, and how the primitive rule was being kept in all its rigour. And with the desire he had that this beginning go forward, he gave me very extensive patent letters so that more monasteries could be founded, along with censures to prevent any provincial from restraining me. I did not ask for these, but he understood from my way of prayer that my desires to help some soul come close to God were very great.